Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Before we begin, we would like to give a special shout out to our sponsors, Quantum Water, and the Beerican Brothers Corporation, for making this episode possible. We truly appreciate your support.
In a world filled with endless options, it's easy to overlook the simple things. But what if I told you that one of the most powerful healers on the planet is right at your fingertips? It's the life force that sustains us all. And when it comes to healing, there's nothing quite like it. Drinking Quantum Water can do wonders for your body. It can improve your digestion, boost your immune system, and even help with weight loss. But the healing power of water goes beyond just physical health. Quantum Water has a way of calming the mind and soothing the soul. It can help reduce stress, increase mental clarity, and even promote spiritual growth. So why settle for less? Give your body and your soul the healing it deserves with pure, refreshing Quantum Water. Drink up and feel the healing power of Quantum Water. It's the most powerful healer on the planet. The water recommended by doctors.
Discover the secrets to thriving in both business and life with Gospel of Growth. How to Thrive in Business and Life podcast. Hosted by Angel Beery Kell, the podcast combines practical advice, inspiring stories, and the guidance of the gospel to help you unlock your full potential and make a positive impact on the world around you. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a student, or anyone who wants to live a more fulfilling life, this podcast is the perfect guide to take you to the next level. Join us and tune in to Gospel of Growth to start your journey towards a more fulfilling life today.
Gospel text, Luke 14, 1-6. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man and, after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. My dear friends, welcome back to our podcast. Today, we embark on a journey through the Gospel of Luke, specifically exploring Luke 14, 1-6. Join us as we delve into the profound wisdom within these verses, drawing lessons that resonate with us as leaders and individuals, emphasizing the healing power of compassion, inclusivity, and the transformative impact of kindness in our leadership journeys. The healing power of compassion. In Luke 14, 1-6, we find a powerful story that highlights the healing power of compassion. This passage emphasizes the significance of recognizing the importance of compassion, understanding the value of inclusivity, and the transformative impact of kindness in our actions and leadership. The story from Luke 14, 1-6. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. This story conveys the message of the healing power of compassion, the importance of inclusivity, and the transformative impact of kindness. Leaders are encouraged to reflect on the concept of compassion, the significance of inclusivity, and the importance of kindness in their actions and leadership. Compassion and inclusivity. Leaders are reminded that true leadership often involves recognizing the healing power of compassion, understanding the importance of inclusivity, and the transformative impact of kindness in our actions and decisions. As leaders, we should strive to cultivate a culture of compassion, inclusivity, and kindness within ourselves and those we lead, recognizing that this can lead to transformative and inspired leadership. Conclusion. As we conclude our exploration of Luke 14, 1-6, the message of the healing power of compassion, inclusivity, and kindness resonates deeply. Let us internalize these teachings in our lives and leadership. May we recognize the significance of compassion, understand the importance of inclusivity, and appreciate the transformative impact of kindness in our journey. Thank you for joining us today as we uncover the wisdom of the Gospel of Luke. We encourage you to reflect on how this teaching can shape your approach to leadership, deepen your understanding of compassion, inclusivity, and kindness, and inspire a life dedicated to transformative and inspired leadership.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date on all our episodes. Your support helps us spread the teachings of the gospel and bring hope and love to others. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Live long with God's love.